It's early evening, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Paul Drake snaps on the headlights of his sedan and settles down, none too happily, for his drive to the town of Smithville. As in another car on another street here in the city, Gus Jansen rides silently beside Albert Dallow, tries desperately to guess the reason for his ominous summons to J.T. Meanwhile, in the office of attorney Perry Mason...
Yes, doctor. Well, it would have been the 29th or 30th of October.
Yes, all right, Billy.
Miss Barkley's left
yes,
now
I'm
with
Cousin
Billy. Oh, she did have emergency treatment here, but we believe she went to...
My name is Perry Mason. I'm an attorney, doctor. We're trying to locate a young woman named Miss Suzanne Barkley. Well, we believe that she left this city on the night of October 28th and went to Smithville, where she had medical treatment.
No, I don't think so, doctor.
No, she would not have used her real name. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, very well, doctor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, doctor. Huh? You?
He was at a medical convention. You?
Nope.
Oh, how do we stand?
Well, of the 19 physicians in Smithville, we've spoken to 11. That leaves 8. 4 of the 8 are out of town or otherwise not available until tomorrow morning. It's a good thing you sent Paul Drake up there, anyhow. We've only 4 more calls to make, Chief. Oh, hooray, we eat.
What?
Eat sandwiches. I ordered some sandwiches. Thank you very much, Harold. Ham sandwich, okay? And french fries? And coffee?
Mm-hmm. I suppose we eat before making the rest of the call. Gertie, wait a few minutes before putting any more calls to Smithville. You what? I can't understand you, Gertie. Stop chewing. Gertie says to tell you that her sandwich is delicious.
So is mine. Gertie, did Mr. Mason ask you not... Who? Oh, just a second, I'll see. Lieutenant Halverson's outside, Chief.
Oh. Well, send him in.
Ask him to come in, Gertie. You got enough mustard?
Yes. Hello, Miss Street. Good evening, Miss.
Hi, Lieutenant. Have some potatoes.
No, thanks.
Oh, aren't you hungry?
Not now.
What spoiled your appetite, Halverson?
I came to tell you I was wrong and you were right. When you learned the girl probably went to Smithville, I should have stopped checking the physicians in this city. I couldn't see it at first. Now I agree with you. I've called my men off. I can be pig-headed, Mason, but I can also change my mind.
Okay. So have some of Della's potatoes.
You're not sure?
No, we had a difference of opinion, that's all.
Let me try one of those french fries, Mystery.
Help yourself.
Are you following up in Smithville?
Della and I have been phoning the doctors. Suzanne Barkley had to have medical treatment for her hand.
We've spoken to over half of them already.
Well, you probably won't reach all of them by phone.
Well, I sent Paul Drake to Smithville.
He's on his way now.
Paul will check back with me when he arrives, in case I don't speak with our man. And I'll give Paul the list and he'll follow up.
I see. You going to eat all those potatoes, Miss Field?
You can have a few more.
Good potatoes, you know. Is there anything I can do, Mason?
Well, we have 4 more calls to make. Any one of them could be our man. There'll be plenty you can do once we find him.
How's the mother taking it?
Well, she's a brave woman, Don, but she loves her daughter. She knows that Suzanne is mortally afraid of Gus, and that Gus is trying to find Suzanne.
We're ahead of Gus.
Knock on wood, Lieutenant.
Well, let's try to stay ahead, huh?
I get the hint, Chief. Gertie, we're all ready for those calls now.
But meanwhile, as Albert Dallow follows Gus Jansen into the syndicate's garage.
Hello, J.T.
Hello, August.
You want me to stay?
Yes, Albert, just stand where you are for the moment.
Oh, you're looking great, J.T.
Thank you, August.
Albert says you want to see me.
I do.
Well, what's wrong, J.T.? What's the trouble?
No, there's no real trouble, August. I went to my physician today.
What?
I had an appointment with a doctor.
Doctor? So that's...
Oh, that amuses you, August?
Well, I'm sorry the doctor gave you bad news, J.T. Sorry as I can be, but I thought it was something else when you said Albert to get me.
I thought something was wrong.
Did you, August?
Well, I mean, I thought you were angry with me for something.
Oh, I'm not angry, my boy.
Oh, I don't mind telling you, that's a load off my mind. What is the trouble, J.T.? Doctor says you've got to go away for a rest?
Well, no, my boy, I don't have to go away. My doctor is a woman, a very attractive woman. She found me in excellent health.
Well, that's just fine, J.T.
Huh? It pleases you, huh?
Yeah. What's the rumble, J.T.? Well, you're going to tell me what's wrong?
Why, nothing. At least nothing serious, nothing I can't easily correct. Guess what I happen to see on my doctor's desk? A little thing. A police circular. And can you guess whose photograph was on the circular?
No.
Suzanne Barclay's photograph. Remember Suzanne Barclay, August?
Yes, of course.
I thought you would, my boy. You see what this means, August?
It doesn't have to mean anything.
The girl disappeared months ago.
Well, sure, but she comes from an important family, so the police are going to keep looking for her.
You fool. They've made new progress. They've learned her hand was injured. They're making renewed efforts.
J.T., listen.
And they must have located her already, but don't let it disturb you, my boy, because there's nothing wrong with it.
Keep away from me, J.T.
Nothing wrong that can't easily be corrected.
I'm warning you, J.T. I'm not going to let you slap me around.
Albert.
Turn loose of me, Albert. Take your hands off.
Yeah, that's it. Now, just hold it.
Albert, listen. I was always your friend. I even got your job back.
I'm going to do what Mr. Doherty tells
me. And your friend, Albert.
Yes, sir, but if I don't do what he says, I'll lose my job in the machine shop. Oh, I ain't gonna turn you loose.
J.T., listen.
To what, August? I did listen. You said the girl could not be found.
They haven't found her.
They're on a trail.
They're going off half-cut, J.T. Just think of
it. I have thought. And it's very simple. If they find her, the girl will identify you. And you, in turn, could expose me and others. Now, the big fellow won't stand for that, August. He says, you know what he always says, Albert. Eliminate little troubles before they get big enough to plague you.
J.T.
Don't worry about a thing, my boy.
J.T., you gotta listen.
August, I always liked you. I gave you a second chance against my better judgment. And now, I'm disappointed, I'll admit. Comes like a slap in the face. Like a slap in the face, August.
Stop it!
But there's absolutely nothing wrong, my boy. Well, they'll find her, and she'll talk, August. Oh, my, yes, she'll talk. But when the police find you, you won't talk, my boy. You won't say a word, not a word. That's why there's nothing wrong, and why I'm not upset in the least, even though it has come like a slap in the face. I trusted you, August. I gave you every chance. Albert, I don't want to see him anymore.
Well, as you know, Perry Mason is searching for Sue Barclay in order to learn Gus's identity. Now, it looks as if Gus will be out of reach, even if Mason does find Suzanne. At least, so it looks now. But join us tomorrow, won't you?